watch the Academy Awards last night?
Yeah, we did right up until the time I fell asleep. Yeah, it was just after the opening monologue.
I guess I'm not the only guy, huh?
Well, we do work for a living, you know.
What happened to me? I used to be this guy who was a late-night guy, and you have kids, and you get a job, and you go to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock.
I was happy to see that that film won. You know, it struck me, and I'm not a movie reviewer, but here was a movie that didn't have a car chase scene,
yeah,
didn't have sex, didn't have violence, per se, and had an underlying theme that hard work pays off. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
What kind of movie is that?
Yeah. You know, and trumping that Inception movie, which Gail and I did see, which was very... I'm still trying to figure that thing out. This is an Abbott and Costello, who's on first movie.
I love that, Abbott and Costello. We should do that sometime.
Absolutely, man. What's up?
Hey, listen, I want to get your take. As an outsider, let's take Michigan out of this. What do you think when you see what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin?
Well, you can approach this from two points of view. One, from a democracy point of view, it's to be celebrated. People getting involved in the process. They are hanging out. They are hanging tough. And they're taking on a governor. And from his side, he believes he's doing the right thing. So that's sort of democracy in action. It has not turned violent. It has got, obviously, great rhetoric involved, but it has also awakened the sleeping beast known as the labor movement. I mean, we had these MoveOn.org rallies, apparently, all around the country, about 2,000 people on the Capitol steps in our town. And so from this standpoint, you know, I think any time you have a public dialogue on anything and people are not just watching sports on the tube or the Academy Awards, that's a good thing.
When I see what's going on, not only here in Lansing, but how this is spreading to Ohio and other states, what I start wondering, Tim, is this just a posturing to say, hey, we are still here, you just can't take everything from us, or do these people really think that they're going to do some good by doing what they're doing in these tough economic times?
Well, I think they know that they are at risk, and let me make clear, I'm not passing judgment on the debate itself. The participation in the democracy, I think, is good. The unions think what is bad here, particularly in Wisconsin, is they're losing something that they fought very hard to hang on to. Now, let's be clear that Rick Snyder is not Scott Walker. We said that on the show over the weekend. His approach is different. There is a collective bargaining issue, however, that is on the table here in Michigan, which sort of gets lost in the cacophony of rhetoric over in Wisconsin. This emergency financial manager bill does give the power to the state to appoint someone who, at the end of the day, could cancel contracts through the collective bargaining system, basically say, it's out. And the unions are not happy about that in this legislation. The governor's counter is, yes, that is in the legislation, but that's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to avoid getting to that point with this emergency manager bill, and that legislation is pending in the Senate this week.
Tim, do we know what the actual budget deficit is for Michigan?
It's around, you know, $1.5 billion, thereabouts. We're not as bad as other states. And the number changes. It's a moving target. You know, this gas situation that we have going on over the Middle East is going to exacerbate Michigan's problem. That will affect car sales. It will affect disposable income. If more money's going into the pump and not into the grocery store, you know, that has an impact. So it's going to have an impact here. So the number is going to be going up, I would guess.
I read a lot of stories over the weekend about the cuts that for tax incentives that Governor Snyder wants to implement and how people in Detroit as well as Lansing are screaming about that. Do you think those will stay where the governor wants?
Well, this is a very easy debate. If lawmakers and the people don't like what the Snyder people have proposed, they certainly have a right to gripe about it, but they also have a responsibility to come up with an alternative. And I think Exhibit A is this pension tax on seniors. We did a little headcount in the state Senate. And found out of 26 senators, we didn't talk to all of them, but 8 are no or leaning no. And that's a pretty good chunk. And then you got a whole bunch of people sitting on the fence. The point being is when the governor proposed that, Republicans did not fall in line lockstep behind him. And in fact, they are looking for alternatives to the pension tax. And that work is going on this week and will continue for the next couple of weeks as some senators just aren't prepared to vote yes on that.
We asked folks to read Scoop's blog in the Oakland Press. I always find things that crack me up. You talk about in today's blog how folks here here who are working in state government as representatives and state senators want to create jobs, yet they're going to Minnesota to help them raise money.
Well, how about those House Democrats? They started the year saying our top priority is creating jobs in Michigan. And what do? They farm out their fundraising efforts to a firm in Minnesota. And they described it, well, the Minnesota firm had unique qualities that other Michigan companies didn't. Oh, my goodness gracious. But what were their unique qualities? They had more snow. You can't find a boiler room in Michigan to do your stuff. It's a little embarrassing, and it's inconsistent. Probably the Minnesota firm was just cheaper than folks in Michigan, and the Democrats went with cheap.
What are you going to be working on for Channel 6 today?
We're going to be following up on this $470 cut in education. My sense is that this is having a tremendous impact on the budgets in local school districts. And the governor's efforts here to pressure schools into consolidating may or may not work. So we're going to try to throw something together on that for tonight.
From the reporting you've done, schools aren't too anxious about that, are they, Tim?
Well, you know what? $470 per pupil, you know, every kid that walks in the door, that's a boatload of money. And the schools will tell you that, you know, they've been fighting to keep up with inflation for the last 5, 6, 7 years, and now this. And I think they're unhappy with the governor on this point. He believes he's right that he's trying to get more consolidations and savings, and he says, you know what? They can come up with that money very easily by just getting concessions from their workers. So this drumbeat of concessions and workers is going to be beating pretty loud here in our town for the next months or so.
Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you soon.
Hang in there, man.